together to the 11th chapter of Hebrews. Reading from the first verse to the tenth.
还是请大家一起来读。
Shall we read together?
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。古人在这信上得了美好的证据。我们因着信就知道主世界是借神话造成的，这样所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来的。亚伯因着信献祭于神，比该隐所献的更美，因此便得了诚意的见证，就是神知他你物作的见证。他虽然失了，却因着信仍旧说话，因而因着信被接取，不至于见死，人也找不着他，因为神已经把他接去了。只是他被接去已经得了神喜悦他的名证。人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，也信他赏赐那寻求他的人。诺亚因着信既蒙神指示他未见的事，动了敬畏的心，预备了一只方舟，使他全家得救，因此就定了那时代的罪，自己也承受了那从信而来的义。亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候，就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候还不知往哪里去，他就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷，与同一个应许的以撒、雅各一样，因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营、所建造的。那我们再读的诗三节，读到十九节。
And then from verse 13 to 19.
这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得到神应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅、是寄居的。说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡，他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神被称为他们的神并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候，就把以撒献上，这便是那欢喜领受应许的，将自己独生的儿子献上。论到这儿子，曾有话说，从以撒生的才要成为你的后裔。他以为神还能叫死人从死，也仿佛从死中得回他的儿子来。好，我们再读三十九节到末了。
And then skipping on to verse 39 to the end of the chapter.
这些人都是因信得了美好的证据，却仍未得着所应许的，因为神给他们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同德，就不能完全。今天晚上我们要说到那个信心的见证人。
This evening we would like to look together at the testimony of those that live by faith.
我们知道信心是一个活的生命。
We know that faith is something that is alive.
它是有能力，有果效的。
It is something that has strength and it has results.
若是一个真的信心，外面自然就有一个实在的表实际的表现。
And that indeed if somebody has this true faith, then there's results to be seen.
所以在第一节他就说到，信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
So there in the first verse we read that now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen.
这个实底，有人告诉我们说，就是实际化的意思。
substance there is speaking of something that actually is.
就是把我们所信的，把我们所望的那个实际化在我们的眼前，在我们的身上。
And so what we anticipate in the future comes reality today.
信就是把我们所相信的那个实际化出来。
And it means that we bring what we have faith in into reality.
就好像我们的眼睛把这个眼所实际化出来一样。
Just as our eyes would portray what is in reality in front of us.
也像我们的耳朵把声音实际化一样。
And similarly, with our ears, we are able to hear.
也像我们的手把我们所摸到的东西那实际化一样。
And our hands, as we are able to touch reality.
我们的信心也是一个属灵的机构，能够把属灵的事情那实际化在我们的身上。
So our faith, being a spiritual thing, is able to bring reality to our faith.
虽然有好多的事情我们还没有见到。
Even though there are many things that we cannot see.
还没有那发生。
They have not taken place.
但是因着信的缘故，就要确实的一个把握，确实的凭据。
But yet through faith, we have hope in the substance is not seen.
所以信就是所望之事的，是未见之事的确据。
So faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen.
这一个不是抽象的。
This is not something to make fun of.
这个信心也不是一个心理的作用。
And it's not something that plays with our heart.
它乃是一个机能。
Actually, it is a force.
能够把我们所信的那实际化在我们身上。
Able to bring what we hope for into reality.
我们刚才所读的这许多的见证人。
Just a minute ago, we read several different testimonies.
他们能够做那美好的见证。
They were able to do extremely wonderful things.
在他们生活里面有那样美好的表现。
And in their lives, they were able to portray a good example.
都是因着从信心的而产生出来的。
Was due to their faith.
甚至他们的工作。
And in fact, their work.
他们的侍奉。
Their ministry.
和他们的行动。
And their activities
也都是因他从信心而产生出来的
were through their faith
所以我们看见信心是非常一件实在的东西
so we see the reality and the concreteness of faith
在这里说到这许多见证人的时候
here as we see so many testimonies
他说到头一个见证人是亚伯
the first one there was Abel
亚伯在这么多见证当中摆在头一个
Abel, in the midst of all of these people, were placed in the front.
亚伯做什么见证呢
？What testimony did Abel have?
说到亚伯因着信献祭给神。
Says here that Abel, because of faith, sacrificed to God.
他所献的比该隐所献的更美。
And his testimony was more beautiful than that of Cain.
就得到诚意的见证。
And therefore, he had that testimony.
就是神知道他礼物所做的见证。
So God pointed down in the excellence of Abel's sacrifice.
我们知道，这我们都知道亚伯的故事。
We all are familiar with Abel's story.
他是亚当第二个儿子。
He was the second son of Adam and Eve.
他是一个牧羊的。
He was a shepherd.
他的哥哥叫做该隐。
His brother was Cain.
是一个种田的。
Was a farmer.
然后有一天，这个亚伯就把羊群中头生的带到神面前去献祭。
And one day Abel took his entire flock to be sacrificed.
该隐也把地里那个所出产最好的那个带到神面前去献祭。
And Cain brought his fruits from the land to be sacrificed.
你们都知道，神看中了亚伯的祭物，只是看不中该隐的祭物。
We all know that God took favor on Abel's sacrifice as opposed to Cain's.
因着这个缘故，该隐就很生气。
Because of this, Cain became very furious.
甚至那个气到一个地步，那个脸色都改变了。
He got mad to the point that his facial colors.
神就对他说：“你为什么变脸色呢
？”And God said, "Why have you changed?"
你若是要寻得好的话
，God said to him, "If you wanted a good sacrifice,
岂不蒙悦纳吗
？Couldn't you too be blessed?"
你若是寻得不好的话
，And if your behavior is not good,
那么在这里有一个赎罪祭就在你的门前
，And you will then not be blessed.
我们中文说的罪那个伏在你的门前
that sin is at your doorstep
这个也是可以的
we could say that too
还有另外一个翻译这个赎罪祭就在你的门前
that sin is
in 赎罪祭
The sin offering is there at your foot, at your doorstep.
那这个就是神对他那个所说的话。
So this is what God said to.
但是他没有接受。
But he did not accept.
结果他起来就把他在田里面跟他兄弟谈话的时候。
So while he was speaking to Abel in the field,
就把他兄弟杀死掉了。
He killed his brother.
这个。神就来问他你兄弟在什么地方
So God came to Cain and said where's your brother
神也告诉他说你兄弟的血从地里发出声音来
And said that your brother's blood is crying forth out of the ground
这个故事我们大家都知道这个故事
We are all very familiar with the story
重复给弟兄姊妹就是了
I was just repeating it
这里说到亚伯他所献的祭
Here it speaks of the offering of Abel
亚伯献的祭并不是这个随着自己意思当然献的。
Abel's sacrifice wasn't just according to his own desires.
亚伯给生活做牧羊的人，他也不是那个偶然的一件事情。
And Abel as a shepherd was not a coincidence.
他为什么在把一只羔羊呢献到神的面前呢
？Why did Abel sacrifice sheep to God？
我们弟兄姊妹也许知道这个事情的背景。
Maybe we know the situation behind the story.
你知道，当亚当夏娃失败之后。
You know that after the fall of Adam and Eve,
他们就用无花果树编着裙子遮盖自己的羞耻。
And they had to use fig leaves to cover themselves.
在天去了凉风，耶和华在园子里行走的时候。
And in the cool of the evening, as the Lord walked through the garden,
他们就躲避神的面。
They tried to hide from the face of God.
不敢出来见神。
Afraid to meet with God.
神在说亚当你在什么地方
？And God cried out, Adam, where are you?
他说我听见你的声音我就害怕。
And Adam said, "When I hear your voice, I become scared."
然后我们知道神对他说了许多的话语。
And then God proceeded to tell him many things.
那一个无花果树的叶子不能够遮盖他的羞耻。
That fig tree could not, the leaves of the fig tree could not cover his shame.
当天起了凉风的时候
，And as the breeze came in,
这个叶子就枯干了。
The leaves withered away.
就掉下去。
And fell off.
他的所有的羞耻又都在显露出来。
And his shame was once again evident.
然后神就给他预备了一个羔羊。
And so God prepared for him a sheep.
那么杀了这一只羔羊。
And after killing the sheep,
运用他的皮子给他做衣服穿。
God used the skin of the sheep
来遮盖他的羞耻
to cover the shame.
这一只羔羊就是神所为他预备的赎罪祭。
So the lamb became the sin offering for Adam.
是他靠着这一个赎罪祭还能够活在神的面前。
So through that offering, he was able to live in the presence.
还能够和神有来往。
Could have fellowship with God.
这个赎罪祭就是神给他预备的羔羊。
So this sin offering was provided by.
一面引导这赎罪祭生的血。
On the one hand, relying on the blood of that.
使他的罪得到遮盖。
That his sins would be covered.
得到赦免。
That he would be forgiven.
另外一方面，引导这赎罪祭的那个皮子。
And on the other hand, relying on the sheep,
叫他所有羞耻能够得到的遮盖
covering all of his shamefulness.
那么这件事情，我相信亚当夏娃他们懂得这一件事。
I think that Adam and Eve understood this.
他们也会把这一件事情告诉他的孩子们。
And they would have told the story to their children.
我们那失败堕落之后。我们失败堕落之后
，After when we fall and fail，
我们没有办法能够活在神的面前
，We cannot live in front of God。
但是神爱我们
，But God loves us。
为我们预备了一只羔羊
，God has prepared a lamb for us。
借着这一只羔羊所流的血来遮盖了我们
，And through the shedding of that lamb's blood, our sins are covered。
遮盖了我们的罪
，covered our sins，
也借着这羔羊的皮子，叫我们的羞耻得到遮盖。
And using the skin from that lamb, covering our shame.
使我们仍然能够活在神的面前
，so that we would live in the presence of God.
能够和神有来往
，so we could have fellowship with God.
他一定会把这件事情告诉他的孩子们。
I'm sure he would have told his children this.
当亚伯听见这话的时候。
And after Abel heard this story,
他相信神的话语
he believed in the word of God.
他就抓住神的话语
and he grasped onto the word of God.
所以他就做了一个牧羊的人
and he became a shepherd.
他也做了一个用羔羊来献祭的人
he also became one that sacrificed sacrificed lamb.
因为这只羔羊是叫神得的满足的。
Because he knew that that would please the Lord.
这只羔羊是叫他们的罪能够得到赦免。
That through that lamb their sins would be forgiven.
叫他们的羞耻得到遮盖了。
And that their shamefulness would be covered.
然后亚伯因着信，他就做了牧羊的人。
So because of faith, Abel was a shepherd.
也因着信，就把一只羔羊能够献在那个祭坛上面。
And by his faith, sacrificed a lamb on the altar.
这里说神看重亚伯所献的祭。
And here it tells us that God looked heavily upon the sacrifice of Abel.
为什么神看重这个羔羊呢？
Why did God look heavily on the lamb?
因为当亚伯那个献祭的时候，那个是一只羔羊摆在神的面前。
Because Abel brought a lamb before God.
摆在那个祭坛上面。
He placed it on the altar.
但是从神的眼光眼睛里面。
But through the eyes of God.
从这只羔羊身上，神就看到他儿子的身上。
God was able to see on that lamb the body of Jesus Christ.
神看见他的儿子死在十字架上。
Seeing the death on the cross,
亲身担当了人的罪。
Covering the sins of everyone.
因着他儿子所流的宝血。
Because of the blood that was shed.
叫所有的罪都得了赦免。
That all sins are covered.
因着他儿子从死里复活。
And his son rose from the dead.
我们和他联合的缘故。
And we are joined together with him.
使我们在神面前被称义。
That we are one before God.
得到神的悦纳。
To receive the graciousness.
能够活在神的面前。
To be able to live in
the presence of God. 人所看见的是一只羔羊。人所看见是一只羔羊。
Eyes of man, it's only a lamb.
但是神所看见那是他的儿子。
But God sees it as his son.
在十字架上为我们死了。
Dying on the cross for us.
这一位神的儿子，我们的主耶稣基督。
This lamb was the son of God, Jesus Christ.
他就是神的羔羊。
He was the lamb of God.
他是那个背负我们罪孽的。
He was able to carry our sins.
这一只羔羊，它是圣洁、没有瑕疵、没有玷污的。
This lamb was without blemish, a clean lamb.
这一只羔羊，乃是叫神的心得到满足的。
And because of that, it pleased God.
叫神的心能够得到喜欢。
And that his heart, God's heart, was happy.
所以神一看见他的儿子为我们死在十字架上。
So once he saw his son dying on the cross,
担当了我们的罪
carrying our sins,
流出宝血来。
Pouring out precious blood.
所有的罪都得了赦免了。
All our sins are forgiven.
弟兄姊妹，当在旧约里面，
brothers and sisters in the Old Testament.
当那个祭司们在献祭的时候呢，
as the priests were laying up sacrifice.
这个献祭的人呢，要带一只羔羊或者一只牛到会幕里面。
The priest had to bring either a lamb or a goat into the temple.
而这一只羔羊必须摆在那个祭司的跟前。
And that this lamb was put in front of the priest.
那祭司要在好好的那个仔细的在那查看。
And then that priest must examine himself.
那从他们有人告诉我们说呀，那个祭司不是看一天两天，乃是看14天之久的时间。
Spending some 14 days in examination.
天天在那看。
Every day.
早晨在那看。
In the morning.
晚上也在那看。
In the evening.
一直在那查看。
Continuing to observe.
看看这个羔羊它有没有瑕疵。
Seeing if there's any blemish in it.
看看它有没有斑点。
See if there's any defect.
不要说它外面要看，里面也要看。
Not only on the outside but the inside.
有的时候要把那个毛这吹一吹。
Now often blowing on the fur of the lamb.
光是外面是洁白还是不行。
Even if the outside is all white,
要看看那个毛的那个根的那个根的那一部分呢，有没有掺杂的颜色。
Seeing if there's even any color in the root of the wool.
若是有一根毛是掺杂的。
And if there's one that is a different color.
这只羔羊就不能献祭。
This lamb could not be sacrificed.
必须是完全洁白。
Must be one that is pure white.
是没有玷污。
Without blemish.
是没有瑕疵的。
Without any blemish.
当他能够查看十四天之久之后。
And after 14 days.
然后就让宣告说。
Then he would proclaim.
完全了。
It was complete.
这一只羔羊是 perfect.
This lamb is perfect.
那现在可以在献祭。
And we could sacrifice.
这是神所悦纳。
This is what the Lord.
这是满足了神的要求。
And this fulfills the requirement.
在神面前得到神的悦纳。
And it would receive.
弟兄姊妹，他为什么来查看这样查看这只羔羊呢？
Why did he spend so long in examining this lamb?
那就说到我们的主耶稣，他就是这样。
We could see that in that same. same way Jesus Christ is.
当他在地上三十三年半之久的时间。
As Christ was on earth for 33 years.
他不仅是摆在人的面前被人那儿查看。
Not only was he put out in front of man to see.
他又在仇敌面前在仇敌那儿查看。
Also put in front of his enemy.
不但这样，他还在神的面前，神也在一直在查看。
And put before God for God to observe.
说今天那个下午我们解答问题的时候。
This afternoon as we were having answers.
我们就说到当神查看的结果怎么样呢？
We talked about the results of God's observation.
那你说到他神的恩常在他的身上。
That God's grace was continually on.
神和人喜爱的心和他智慧神量那个一起在增长。
And that His grace and His goodness grow.
他是神所喜悦的。
He was well pleasing in God.
是神的爱子。
Was beloved of God.
然后到了末了，在十字架上的时候。
And there in the end on the cross.
是一只羔羊，乃是一生遵行了神的旨意。
This lamb fulfilled the desire and the will of God.
他遵行顺服，以至于死。
He obeyed to even the point of death.
且死在十字架上。
Death on the cross.
他是圣洁，是没有瑕疵。
He was without blemish.
是没有玷污，没有斑点的。
He had no marks on him or blemish.
无论是在人的律法之下。
Even under the law of man.
或者在神的律法之下。
Under the law of God.
你查不出来他有什么错误来。
You could not find any fault.
我们的主耶稣是那圣洁，是那完全的一位。
Our Jesus Christ was that perfect.
就像那一个圣洁、完全没有瑕疵的那羔羊一样。
Similar to that unblemished lamb.
所以当他死在十字架上的时候。
So as he died on the cross.
当他最末了要断气的时候。
Right before he breathed his last breath.
他也大声喊着说：“他成了。”
He said, "It is finished."
这一个是 perfect.
This is a perfect.
是个完全的。
This is something that's complete.
满足了那个神的要求。
Fulfilling the will of God.
得到了神的喜悦。
Receiving the praise of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters.
只有这一位主耶稣，只有这一位神的羔羊。
Only this Lamb of God.
他所流的血才是圣洁，没有瑕疵的血。
Only through His blood that was without blemish.
只有他的血能够遮盖我们的罪。
Are our sins covered?
能够代替我们。
That can replace.
将所有的罪都得了赦免。
That all our sins are forgiven.
也只有这个血洒在我们身上的时候。
And only when this blood is sprinkled upon us,
我们才能够得到神的悦纳。
We are able to see, receive the grace of God.
才能得到神的称许。
And the blessings of God.
我头一次头一天晚上和弟兄姊妹说。
The first evening I mentioned.
每一次我们到神面前。
Every time we come into the presence of God.
神看见的不是我们那个丑陋的样子。
God does not see our blemished parts.
不是我们的本相。
It does not see us.
神所看见乃是羔羊的血。
But he sees the sprinkling of the blood.
我们身上所披戴的那位钉十字架的主耶稣基督。
With Jesus carried upon our shoulders.
而这位主耶稣是圣洁没有瑕疵。
And this Jesus was without blemish.
是完全是神所喜悦的。
Something that was pleasing in God's eyes.
叫神的心得了满足了。
Fulfilling the heart of God.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Oh, dear brothers.
是每一次看见这个血的时候。
Every time we see the blood.
神就看见了他的儿子。
God sees the blood is
那里完全
that complete
那里圣洁
that holy
那里美丽
that beautiful
所以我们能到神面前能够得到神的喜悦
so we are able to see have the pleasure
能够坦然无惧来亲近神
we are able to draw close to God
神看我们是那样的叫做心得了满足
and to fulfill God's desire
他爱我们爱到的地步不能再爱
He loves us to a point where he can no longer love.
他好近了，近到个地步也不能够再近了。
He's close to the point where he can't get
能够那里亲近我们
，to draw so close.
能够那里喜欢我们
，to love us.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers,
不是因着你我的光景
not because of our own ability,
不是因着你我的行为
not because of our actions,
不是因着你我的工作
of our works,
乃是因着我们身上所披戴的主耶稣基督
but through the covering of Jesus Christ,
我们身上所洒洒的那羔羊的血
our body is covered with the sprinkling of the blood,
一看见这血神的心就满足了
and after God sees the blood, he is satisfied.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Oh, dear brothers,
这一个是我们的地位
This is our position
是我们生活的地位
This is our life
position. 是我们侍奉的地位。
This is our position of ministry.
我们一直要站在那羔羊宝血的那个地位上面。
We must always continue to stand on the blood of Jesus.
不要离开这个根基。
Do not leave that foundation.
不要离开这个宝血。
Do not leave that blood.
撒旦常常让我们依靠自己。
Satan often tempts us to rely on ourselves.
让我们看自己。
To look on ourselves.
没有看见主耶稣的血。
Not looking at the blood.
所以我们常常被受到那良心就控告，受到控告。
So oftentimes we feel the condemned by our.
我们就落在软弱的里面。
And we fall into weakness.
我们就不敢再亲近神。
And we're afraid to draw close to God.
就是在神的面前，我们也不敢抬起头来。
And even if we're in the presence of God, we refuse to lift our heads.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers,
我们虽然不好。我们虽然不好，
Even though we are not good,
但是我们主耶稣基督他已经为我们被杀献祭了。
But our Lord Jesus Christ already sprinkled his blood.
是不是冲了？不是我们有什么好的地方能够使教神诚意？
Not because we can please God through ourselves.
乃是这个礼物我们所献上的，这个礼物是神所诚意的。
But it's a gift that God has given.
这只羔羊是神所诚意的。
This is the lamb is what God desires.
因着和他联合的缘故。
And because we are at one with Jesus,
我们在神面前也被神承认。
We are accepted by God.
所以我说这是我们的根基呀。
So I say this is our foundation.
在那个约翰一书讲到我们和主交通的时候。
There in the first book of John, talks about fellowshipping together.
他特别说到这一件事。
He especially remembers that.
主耶稣的宝血。
The blood of Jesus.
我们的罪因着主的名得了赦免。
That through the name of Jesus, our sins are forgiven.
这是我们和主交通的根基。
This is the foundation that we fellowship.
这是我们属灵生命长进的根基。
This is the foundation that we grow spiritually.
不要离开这根基。
Do not leave that foundation.
亚伯就为这一件事做见证。
So Abel gave testimony to.
他知道他自己是虚空的。
He knew that he was empty.
他算不得什么。
He did not mount up to.
没有在神面前没有什么价值。
In front of God, he was worthless.
他来亲近神，他是靠着那个羔羊。
But he was able to draw close to God through the blood of the Lamb.
因着羔羊的血使他得了悦纳。
And receive forgiveness through the blood.
而该隐呢，和他不一样。
Yet Cain was quite different from him.
该隐只觉得自己是了不起的。
Cain thought he was something special.
他能够种地。
He could plant.
他能够有收成。
He could harvest.
他就把他辛苦劳碌所得来的。
So he used what his sweat had achieved.
来献在神的面前。
And gave it to God.
盼望能够得到神的称许。
Hoping that he would please God.
神怎样对他说呢？
What did God say to him?
你若做得好。
If you did it well,
岂不蒙悦纳吗？
Wouldn't you receive blessing?
这个好不是我们说好。
This good is not what we.
这个好乃是神说好。
The good that God.
什么是神的好呢？
What is good?
那个好乃是满足了神的心意。
That is to fulfill the desire of God.
是那里圣洁。
To be holy.
那里完全。
To be complete.
那里没有瑕疵。
Without blemish.
这个神说好。
Here God says.
亲爱的兄弟们，
Dear brothers,
不要说该隐做不到。
Don't say that Cain.
我们每一个人我们都做不到。
Each of us could not achieve.
我们怎么能够做到那里完全呢？
How could we be so perfect?
我们怎么能够满足神的心意？
How could we fulfill the need, the desire of God?
弟兄姊妹，不要说我们做不好。
Brothers and sisters, don't say that we can't do it.
就是我们做好了的话呀。
Even if we could do it.
把我们的好带到神面前去的时候。
And bring what we did do before God.
我们的好也像一件破烂的衣服一样。
And our good would only be as a rag.
千疮百孔啊。
Full of holes.
没有一点地方是能完全的。
Not one is complete.
亲爱的兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们的行为就是这样。
Our actions are so.
不能够得到神的悦纳。
We cannot please God.
但是感谢赞美主。
But praise the Lord.
神为我们预备了一个赎罪祭。
God has provided us a redeemer.
神告诉该隐说。
He spoke to Cain.
你若知道自己做不好的话呢？
If you know that you did not do.
你若是认识自己的软弱哈？
If you know your weakness.
那知道你自己的本相？
If you know your own character.
看哪，一个赎罪祭就在你的门前。
Here the redeemer is in front of you.
和你很近。
It's very close.
就在你口里。
Right in front of you.
就在你心里面。
Right in your heart.
和你近到一个地方，不能再近了。
He's as close to you as possible.
就在你的门前。
Only in front of you.
你只要接受他。
All you do is accept.
你的罪得了赦免。
And then receive forgiveness.
你的罪，你在身边得了悦纳。
And you will receive grace.
亲爱的兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这是何等的爱我们。
God indeed loves us.
这位神的羔羊来赐给了我们。
That he gave his lamb to us.
我们口里承认耶稣为主。
As long as we confess Jesus as Lord.
我们心里信他从死里复活。
And we believe that he raised from the dead.
他是我们的救主。
He is our Savior.
他为我们死在十字架上。
He died for us on the cross.
担当了我们的罪。
Carrying our sins.
他已经从死里复活了。
And he has resurrected.
当我们这样承认。
He has resurrected from the dead, and we accept and believe.
我们就必得到拯救。
We will receive salvation.
这是那个圣的恩典呐。
This is the grace of God.
我真是巴不得我们中间没有一个人是拒绝那个圣恩典的。
I hope that there's not one here that would refuse that grace.
那个像该隐一样。
Not to be like Cain.
当末了时候。
There then at the end.
亚该隐把亚伯杀死了。
Cain killed Abel.
从外面来看。亚伯已经死掉了。
From the outside, Abel was already dead.
但在神的面前。
But yet in front of God.
亚伯仍然是活着。
Abel continued to live.
活到永永远远。
That he continued to live forever.
因为他的血还在那里说话。
因为because his blood still continued to talk. He did not die.
他是一直活着的。
He continues to live.
将来有一天我们在天上要看见亚伯。
Someday in heaven we will see Abel.
他要和我们一同围绕在宝座跟前。
And together we will kneel before the throne.
在称颂羔羊的血。
To praise the blood of the lamb.
这是亚伯的见证。
This is the testimony of Abel.
那么以诺做什么见证呢？
What was the testimony of Enoch?
你们都知道以诺在以诺身上有一个非常那个特别的点。
We all know that something special happened to Enoch.
就是以诺与神同行。
That Enoch walked with God.
我想这个你们大家都知道了。
I'm sure that all of us know this.
这是以诺因着信而做的见证。
This was the testimony of Enoch because of his faith.
他是一个与神同行的人。
He was one that walked with God.
什么是和神同行呢？
What does it mean to walk with God?
和神同行啊，就是常和神在一起。
To walk with God is to be with God.
在那儿跟随他。
To follow him.
他怎样走，他也怎样的跟随。
As God walked, Enoch would walk.
你有若是读过这个旧约路德记的话。
There, if you read in the Old Testament.
路德记，路德路。
In Luke, in Ruth.
要看见这个路德怎样跟随拿俄米。
And see the way that Ruth walked.
她的婆婆在拿俄米一直劝她，你不要跟，你回去吧。
And as Naomi advised Ruth to not follow.
她说，你不要劝我，叫我不跟随你。
Ruth said, don't advise me not to follow.
她说，你无论往哪里去，我也往哪里去。
Said wherever you go, I will follow.
你在哪里住宿，我也在哪里住宿。
And where you live, I will live.
你的神就是我的神，你的国就是我的国。
Your God is my God, and your country is my country.
你死在哪里，我也死在哪里，也葬在哪里。
Where you die and buried there, I will die.
啊，除了死能够叫你我分开之外。
And besides death, where we would be separated.
不然，愿耶和华重重降罚于我。
Other than that, we'll be together.
哎呀，她实在是一个强烈的心愿，在而跟随拿俄米。
What a strong desire she had to follow Naomi.
拿俄米只好让她来跟随。
So Naomi just allowed her to follow.
下面就告诉我们说，二人同行，于是二人同行。
And we see there after that the two walked together.
说什么叫做与神同行呢？
What does it mean to walk together with God?
就是跟随神。
Is to follow God.
他在什么地方，我们也在什么地方。
Where God is, there we are.
跑到他到哪里去，我们也到哪里去。
And where He goes, we will go.
一个这样活在神的面前。
One that lives in the presence.
这样的乃亲近神。
That living so close to God.
这样的和神在一起。
To be in fellowship with God.
一直在跟随他。
Continually follow God.
这就是一个与神同行的一个人。
This is somebody that follows God.
弟兄姊妹，你知道你知道亚当刚刚被造出来之后啊。
You will remember that when Adam was created,
神把他放在伊甸园里面。
God put him in the garden.
他就是那样与神同行。
And there he walked with God.
伊甸园是耶和华的园子。伊甸园是耶和华的园子。
This was the will of God.
是神最喜欢的一个地方。
It was the most favorite place of God.
常常到那园子里面。
And God often went to the garden.
亚当和夏娃他们就和神在一起。
And Adam and Eve were together with God.
那样亲近神，那样和神有交通。
And that close and in fellowship with God.
神也爱他们，也看顾他们。
God loved them and took care of them.
神也对他们说许多许多的话语。
And God said many things to them.
好多时候。 多神在教导他们这样那样
and instructing them.
哦，他们和神的关系真是那样的紧密
and they in their relationship with God
是那样活在神面前的一般人
and living in the presence of God.
但是很可惜
but unfortunately
不晓得过了多久的时间呢
we don't know how long
这个亚当夏娃他们失败了
but Adam and Eve failed
离开了伊甸园
They left the garden.
虽然神赦免了他们的罪
even though God forgave their sins,
也借着羔羊的皮遮盖了他们的羞耻
and covered them with the blood of the Lamb.
但是他们离开了神
but they left God.
不再与神同行
no longer walking with God.
他们不再那样活在神的面前
no longer living in the presence of God.
不再那样和神在一起
no longer in communion with God.
失去了和神同在的那个福气
Losing the privilege of being with God.
那个时候一直到创世第五章
There until Genesis the fifth chapter.
在创世第五章说到许多许多的人
And there we have many people mentioned.
但是当他说到以诺的时候
And when it's mentioned of Enoch,
他就特别提到一件事情
A special thing was brought up.
他说以诺与神同行
Says here that Enoch walked with God.
同行了多少时候啊
How long did he walk with God?
你们记得不记得
Do you remember?
啊300年
for 300 years、
哦、那实在是 不是短的一件事情是不是
certainly not a short period of time
好神同行300年之久啊
walking with God for 300 years
所以他的结局和一般人结局都不一样
so his ending was different from everyone else
创世纪第五章所记载那许多人呢、啊
In the fifth chapter of Genesis and the men that are recorded there,
每一个人都说他生了之后然后活了多少岁然后就死掉了
After saying when a person was born, how long he lived, then he died.
但是说到以诺的时候呢
But then when Enoch is mentioned,
也说到以诺生了之后又活了多少岁
It says how when Enoch was born and how old he was.
怎样生儿养女？怎样生儿养女
？And how many children he had?
那么这些和别人都是一样的。
Similar to everyone else.
但是他的结局和别人不相同。
But his results were different.
他没有记载他以诺死掉了。
Does not say that Enoch died.
乃说到以诺他被神接去。
Says that Enoch was raised up.
他就不在世上了。
And he was no longer on the earth.
为什么这个人结局是那样的荣耀
？Why was this such a glorious?
没有经过死。
That he did not.
他在地上活到的时候，神就把他接去了。
And as he was living, God took him.
不在地上。
And he was not.
人也那个找不到他。
No one could find him.
为了什么缘故，他有这样美好的结局呢
？Why did he have such a beautiful ending?
就是因着他是一个与神那个同行的一个人。
It was because he walked with God.
所以你就知道与神同行这件事情是神何等喜欢的一件事。
So you know that if you walk with God, it's something that pleases God.
我们喜欢亲近神。
We want to draw near to God.
我们喜欢和神有交通啊。
We like to fellowship.
远赶不上神喜欢亲近我们和我们交和我们有交通。
It cannot even compare to how much God wants to fellowship with us.
我们常常祷告说：“主啊，求你与我们同在。”
We often pray that the Lord be with us.
主说：“我巴不得与你同在。”
Jesus says, "I want to be with you."
主，我们常祷告说：“主啊，我愿意和你有交通。”
We say in our prayer that we want to fellowship.
主告诉我们说：“我一直等候着，我要和你有交通。”
And God says, "I want to fellowship."
他真是喜欢我们和他同在。
He likes us to be with him.
我们和他在一起。
And when we are with him,
我们和他有交通。
And when we have fellowship,
好让他的心能得到满足。
Our his heart is pleased.
一个人与神同行啊。
So one that walks with God,
这个人是神所最喜欢的。
This is somebody that is most pleasing in God's sight.
在以诺的一生里面没有什么特别的记载。
Other than that, there's nothing really special about Enoch.
不是一个什么了不起的人物。
He was not somebody of fame.
他也没有做过什么那个了不起的事情。
And he did not achieve anything.
不像这个摩西或者大卫或者亚伯拉罕这样的人物。
Not somebody like Moses or David or Abraham.
他是一个很普通的人。
A very ordinary person.
就是像我们一样。
Just like you and I.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这样一个普通的人，神为什么这样喜欢他呢？
Brothers and sisters, how could somebody so ordinary be so favored by God?
并且他临他被神接取之前，已经得到了神喜悦他的名正。
And that even before he was taken up, he was pleased with God.
他知道神是喜欢他的。
He knew that God.
并且神也给他证明神是喜欢他的。
And God gave him proof of that.
因为神把他接去了。
Because God took him up.
他就不在世上。
And he was no longer.
神为什么喜欢这样一个人呢
？Why did God like him?
不是，因为他
有了什么伟大的成就。
Not because Enoch had achieved anything.
也不是因着他有什么伟大的名望。
Or because he had achieved fame.
也不是因着他为神做了多少的工作。
Or because he had achieved mighty things for God.
乃是因着他是一个与神同行的一个人。
But because he walked with God.
他一直在亲近神。
And he drew close to God.
和神在一起。
To be in fellowship.
啊，有的时候我们有的姊妹们在家庭里头，我们就有点发怨言了。
Oftentimes, some of the sisters like to complain in the home.
就不像你们弟兄一样。
The sisters aren't like them.
常常跑来跑去，为神在做工啊。
Always running around.
在教会里面，你们又是做领头的，或者是你们做站讲台的。
In the church, you're either the leader or you're standing on the pulpit.
天天在家就管了孩子啊。
We always have to stay at home taking care of the kids.
在那扫饭扫菜，在那扫地。
Cooking and sweeping and
在那洗衣服，就是做这许多琐碎事后的事情。
You doing all these mundane
没有什么价值。
Without really any value.
哦，亲爱的兄弟们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
神所看的不是我们做什么
，God does not look on what，
也不是说我们这个人是什么
，It does not look on who，
乃是说我们这个人和神的关系如何
，But on our relationship。
无论做什么事情
，No matter what we do，
若是我们是和神是在一起的
，If we are together with God，
每一次在那烧菜的时候。我们是和神同行的。
As we're cooking, if we're walking together.
每一次我们在那扫地的时候，是和神同行的。
When we're sweeping the floors, if we're walking together.
每一次我们在整理家务的时候，我们是和神同行的。
When we're cleaning up around the house, if we're walking together.
或者是我们在管教孩子们的时候，我们是和神同行的。
If we're disciplining the children, we're walking with God.
弟兄姊妹，这个人，神说，人虽然没有注意到他。
Even though man does not notice.
但是这个人是神所注意的。
This is somebody that God knows.
这个人是神所喜悦的。
This is somebody that's.
这个人是要给他一个明证。
And God will give him.
证明他是神所喜欢的。
Give him a proof that God is in favor with him.
Enoch 就是这样一个人。
Enoch was somebody like.
他不是在教会里面与神同行。
In the church, he was not somebody great.
他乃是在家庭里头与神同行。
In the home, he walked.
生儿养女啊。
And in raising the children.
与神同行三百年呐。
For 300 years, he walked with God.
那我们在家里头最多20年、30年。
In the homes, we're at the most 20 or 30 years.
不会那么长久，三百年吧。
Probably wouldn't even reach 300 years.
二三十年我们就受不了，忍耐不住了。
After 20 to 30 years, our patience is not wearing thin.
这个伊诺与神同行三百年只有时间。
Enoch for 300 years.
并且那伊诺的时代也是一个非常不好的时代。
Actually, Enoch's time was a very bad time.
那就好像我们今天所处的时代一样。
Very similar to our time today.
各种各样的试探。
All sorts of temptations.
各种各样败坏的事情。
All sorts of bankruptcy.
在那引诱我们。
There to tempt us.
在那玷污我们。
There to draw us.
他在这样一个环境当中啊，怎么能够与神同行呢？
How could Enoch under that surroundings walk with God?
伊诺与神同行。
But Enoch did walk with God.
三百年之久的时间。
For 300 years.
你说你怎么知道伊诺的时代是那样一个败坏的时代呢？
You may ask, how do you know Enoch's time was so bad?
是那个邪恶的时代呢？
It was such a degenerate society.
你们若是读这个新约那个犹大书的话，
there if you read in the New Testament, you will see.
你们能不能找到犹大书在什么地方啊？
Do you know where? Job is.
不是 Job， Jude， Judy。
Jude。Jude is。
谁？在圣经里末了。
They're at the end of the Bible。
耶，犹大书。
The book of Jude。
总共起来只有一章。
Actually, there's only one chapter。
这章很重要的。
But yet it's very important。
因为它是摆到圣经末了。
Because it's put there at the end of the Bible。
犹大书就告诉我们。
They're in the book of Jude。
在伊诺的时代。
There in the time of
Eden. 那是一个不敬虔的时代。
It was a time of degenerate society.
Ungodly， 不敬虔的时代。
A ungodly society.
是一个他们所做的事也都是不敬虔的。
And the things that they did were ungodly.
在那个十五节第十五节，我们中文里头说了三次那个不敬虔。
And there in the 15th verse it speaks of ungodly three times.
可能在英文里头说了四次不敬虔。
Actually, in the New Testament, in the English, mentions it four times.
一节圣经啊，就说四次不敬虔。
In one verse, you have ungodly four times.
伊诺就是生在这个不敬虔的时代。 代里面。
Enoch was in that ungodly society.
但是在这样不敬虔的时代当中。
Yet in that ungodly society.
他没有受影响。
He was not influenced.
他仍然是那敬虔活在神的面前。
He continued to walk with God.
那尊敬神。
And obeying God.
那跟随神。
Following God.
那一直和神在一起。
In fellowship with God.
并且他因着他与神同行的缘故。
And because Enoch walked with God,
充满了喜乐。
He was full of joy.
充满了平安呢。
Full of peace.
在各种样的情形当中，能够把神的荣耀在彰显出来。
And under all circumstances, he was able to radiate the glory of God.
为什么以挪他能够这样与神同行呢？
How could Enoch walk with God?
在这里就告诉我们说。
Here it tells us.
是因着信的缘故。
Is because of faith.
他因着信与神同行。
Because of faith, he walked with God.
以挪相信什么？
What did Enoch believe?
在消极方面来说，消极方面来说呢，消极 negative 在。
From the negative point of view.
以挪相信神的警告。
Enoch believed in God's warning.
你知道，在以挪六十五岁的时候啊。
When Enoch was 65.
他生了一个儿子。
He had a son.
他就给他儿子起名叫什么名字啊？
Enoch had a son. Do you know what the name is?
马土撒拉是不是？马土撒拉。
I have to find it.
啊。
He named his son.
Methuselah. Methuselah.
What does Methuselah mean?
Methuselah 意思就是这个孩子死的时候啊，那个神的审判就临到这地上。
That when the death of the son comes about, then God's judgment will come.
所以他给孩子就起个名字叫马土撒拉。
So he gave his son's name Methuselah.
这个名字就一直提醒神给他的警告。
So this brought a reminder to Enoch of God's warning.
这个孩子死的时候啊，神的审判就来了。
That at the death of the son, God's judgment would come.
那么这个孩子什么时候死呢？
When would this son die?
这是很难说的。
That's hard to say.
不晓得过多少年会死掉。
How long before he?
也许过一个月死掉了。
Maybe just after a month.
也许过了一年、两年、三年、四年。
Maybe 2, 3, 4 years.
这个谁也不知道。
No one knows.
但是他知道一件事情。
But one thing.
神曾经警告他说。
That God warned him.
是一个孩子死的时候，那个神的审判就临到了。
That when the son dies, God's judgment.
那一件的事情就发生了。
That thing will happen.
弟兄姊妹，遇到这个警告的缘故呢？
And because of this warning,
以挪就开始与神同行。
Enoch began to walk.
那活在神的面前。
And living in the presence.
那紧紧地跟随神。
Following closely.
无论是在话语方面
，not only in word，
或者是在行为方面，不敢放肆。
Would not let him sin.
因为他与神同行。
But to walk.
因为他知道一件事。
To know when.
当这孩子死的时候，那个神的审判就要临到。
That as soon as this child died, God's judgment.
他不晓得这个孩子什么时候死。
He didn't know when the son would die.
说天天都是那谨慎的活在神的面前。
So every day was diligently following after.
那顺服神。
Obeying God.
那你跟随神。
That closely followed.
弟兄姊妹，他因着相信神的话语啊。
Because he believed in God's word.
所以他只有里头受了警戒。
So he, in his heart, he was warned.
不敢放肆。
He was unable to let go.
随便。
Not to be careless.
不是在了工作地方不放肆。
Not only to be careless in the work.
也不是那个在教会的里面不放肆。
Or to be careless in the church.
乃是在家庭里面。
Also in the home.
在家庭里面是我们最容易放肆的地方。
In the home is where we are most likely to be.
最容易随便在那说话。
And to without thinking.
随便在那发脾气。
And to get angry.
我们是容易放肆。
We're able to be careless.
所以你要问一个人，这个人情形怎么样，不要到教会里去问。
If you want to find out about somebody, don't ask.
到他家里去问问就你就知道了。
Go to the home and ask.
就知道他的本相到底什么样子。
You know what his true colors.
因为在家里把他整个的本相都显露出来。
Because in the home you can see what he's like.
但是亚伊挪在家里面是那样的谨慎，活在神的面前。
Yet Enoch in his home walked with God.
与神同行。
To be with God.
不敢随便讲话。
Not afraid not to just.
不敢随便在那做事。
To do things carelessly.
不敢随便在那发脾气。
To be angry carelessly.
亲爱的兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
他为什么这样情形呢？
Why was this?
因为他听见了神，他相信神的警告。
Because he believed in the warning of God.
你我今天没有听见神的警告吗？
Haven't we heard the warning?
好多神的儿女们。
many brothers,
常常问我们说
many children of God ask,
主耶稣什么时候来？
When will Jesus come back?
现在主耶稣快要来了。
Jesus is about ready.
他说是不是这样呢？
Is it going to be like this?
圣经上有什么预言？
What promises?
在环境上有什么预兆？
What promises does the Bible have?
今天他们讲这些话的时候啊，
When I hear them say this,
好像是那样的渴慕，那样的盼望，那个主耶稣早一点再来。
Seems like they're desiring that God would return.
但是看看我们的生活怎么样呢？
But yet to look at our lives,
还是那放肆，
always still very careless,
还是那随便，
very casual,
还是那无所谓，
without a care.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们没有真实的那个相信神的话。
We need to truly believe in the word of God.
因着信的缘故。
Enoch, because of faith,
以圣通行啊。
Walked with God.
他相信神的话。
He believed the word of God.
但是感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
神的恩典实在太大。
The grace of God.
你知道在旧约里面活的寿命、活的岁数最高的一个人就是谁呀？
Do you know who lived the longest in the Old Testament?
活的年日最多的人就是谁呀？
To live the longest,
马多撒拉
was Matthew.
活了多少岁呀？
How long did he live?
九百六十五岁是吧？69岁。
969 years.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的恩典呐。
This was the grace of God.
我们今天读圣经，知道马多撒拉活了969岁。
Today we read the Bible and know that Methuselah lived 900.
这个伊诺当时生的孩子一点都不知道的。
But Enoch did not know he'd live that long.
他要知道的话，他就慢慢与神同行好了。
If Enoch knew he'd live that long, he would have very casually took his time.
不知道什么时候死啊。
But he did not know.
但他相信神的话。
So he had to believe in the word of God.
神同行啊。
To walk with God.
你说在那样的环境里面，
you might ask under that was
environment. 在那么长久的时间当中。
That long of period of time.
在那样平凡那个琐碎的那个生活里面。
In that ungodly society.
我们怎么能够与神同行呢？
How could we walk with God?
怎么能够那样活在神的面前？
How could we live in the presence of God?
那样尊敬神？
How could we draw
some closer? 那样敬畏神？
To be to honor God.
那是顺服神呢。
To obey God.
这里告诉我们说。
Here it tells us.
他说，人非有信。
That man must have faith.
就不能得神的喜悦。
Without faith, we're not pleased God.
他说，凡到神面前来的人。
That those that come to the presence of God.
必须信有神。
Must first have faith.
我们中文是凡者有神呢。
That there is a God in.
我刚才忘记给你们改正一下。
Just a while ago, I forgot to correct.
这里不是说必须是有神。
It's not. It does not say here that you believe that there is a God.
有神这件事情啊，是差不多能相信的。
Probably most everyone believe that there is a God.
一个没有信耶稣的人，你问他信不信有神呢？
Somebody that doesn't believe in Jesus, you can ask.
他这个没问题，我总是相信的。
If there is a God,
你问他信不信耶稣是你的救主，他就不相信。
He would probably say there's a God, but wouldn't believe in Jesus.
其他宗教他们也相信有神。
Other religions believe in a God.
甚至连魔鬼也相信有神。
Even the devil believes that there's a God.
但是圣经告诉我，他确实占经啊。
But the Bible tells us that he is true.
亲爱，占经恐，占经恐怖，占经。
Or that he
tremble.
That he would tremble.
不是信有神。
To believe that there's a God.
这里说，凡到神面前来，必须信神是。
That here it says that those that come before God must know that He is.
并且信神是那寻求敌人的赏赐。
That know that God is seeking after us.
所以这句话我们应当把它稍微改正一下，好吗？
Here we need to change it a bit too.
伊诺他为什么能够那样活在神的面前？
How could Enoch live in the presence of God?
那与神同行。
To fellowship like that with God.
不是他自己有什么力量。
Not because he had his strength.
也不是他意志是比我们更刚强。
Or that his will was stronger than ours.
乃是这个人呢，他相信神是。
But he believed that God is.
你们知道什么叫神是呢？
Do you know what God is means?
主耶稣也告诉我们说呀，他们说，他说你们若不信我是。
God says if you don't believe that I am.
你是谁？
Who are you?
你是什么？
What are you?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
那就看我们需要什么。
That's to see what we need.
我们需要力量吗？
Do we need strength?
我们相信谁是我们的力量？
We know that God is our strength.
我们需要安慰吗？
Do we need comfort?
我们相信神是我们的安慰。
We believe that God is our strength.
是啊，没有人安慰我们。
Even if there's
one. 但是神是我们的安慰。
God is our comfort.
我们需要人了解吗？
Do we need somebody to understand us?
不需要任何人了解我们。
We don't need somebody.
神知道我们。
God already knows us.
他安慰我们，他是我们的安慰。
He is our comforter.
他是我们的喜乐。
He is our joy.
他是我们的圣洁。
He is our holy.
他也是我们的公义。
He is our savior.
他也是我们的智慧。
He is our wisdom.
说这里说到神是。
Here it says that God is.
那下面呢是 open 的。
The bottom there is left open.
那个是你愿你需要什么，你可以填上什么。
Whatever you need, you can add it on.
若是你正在软弱的时候。
If at a point of weakness,
你说我需要力量。
I need strength.
弟兄姊妹，相信神是你的力量。
Brothers and sisters, believe that God is your strength.
啊，你说我现在头脑笨得很。
You might say that I'm.
我现在需要智慧。
I need intelligence.
相信神是你的智慧。
Believe that God is your wisdom.
你相信你现在或者缺少忍耐。
That perhaps you lack patience.
常常发脾气。
Getting mad off.
这个忍耐不住啊。
Unable to hold your temper.
你说怎么样才能叫我忍耐呢？
How can I hold my temper?
也许你在神面前祷告。
Maybe you pray in the presence.
你说主啊，求你叫我能够忍耐。
Asking God for patience.
我是一个神的儿女。
I am a child.
我天天在家里发脾气，这个像什么样子呢？
Every day in my home I get angry. How can this?
但是
what does this look like?
我们知道。
But we know.
这样祷告，神不一定听我们祷告。
If we pray like this, God will not listen.
神为什么不听我们祷告？
Why wouldn't God listen to us?
他给我们看见。
He shows.
不是神把一个忍耐给我们。
Not that He gives us.
乃是他自己就是我们的忍耐。
That He Himself is our patience.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，他已经把他自己给到我们。
Dear brothers, He's already given it.
他住在我们里面。
He lives within us.
他是我随时的帮助。
He is our help.
他是我应时的供应。
He provides for us.
无论我们需要什么，
whatever we might need,
神就是我们的神嘛。
God is what we need.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers,
我们若是不相信的话，
if we do not believe,
我们就享受不到。
We will not enjoy.
我们什么样的人才能享受？
What, how can we believe?
相信神的人。
Only those that
搬到神面前来的人，
all those that come to God,
必须信神是。
Must believe that God is.
神是我的一切。
God is my everything.
弟兄姊妹，有神是我的一切。
With God as our everything.
他在我里面与我同在。
He is with me.
我们还需要什么？
What else do I need?
说有一位认识主的姊妹。
One sister that knew the Lord.
她写一首诗歌说呀。
She wrote a hymn.
她说有你够了。
With you it is sufficient.
无论日有多长。
No matter how long the day
is. 有你够了。
With you is.
无论夜有多深呐。
Or no matter how dark the night may be.
无论环境怎样的暗，怎样黑暗。
No matter how dark the.
无论是白天怎样的长久。
No matter how long the day.
有主耶稣够了。
With God it is.
神因为主耶稣，他是我们一切的供应。
He is our provider.
是我随时的帮助啊。
He is our help.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers.
因着所以让他一生通行。
Because Enoch walked.
那要活在神的面前。
To live in the presence.
一面他是相信神的警告。
He believed in the warning of God.
另外一方面，他也相信神是他的供应。
And he also believed that God was his provider.
他软弱的时候。
In his weakness.
他来亲近神。
He drew close.
有难处的时候。
When in problems.
他来亲近神。
He drew close.
有问题不能解决的时候。
When unsolved problems.
他来亲近神。
He drew close to God.
神是他一切问题答案。
He was God was his answer to his problems.
天天活在神的面前。
So he lived in the presence of God.
跟随神的带领啊。
Following the leading of God.
因为他相信神是。
Because he believed God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神不仅是把他自己给到伊诺。
Brothers and sisters, God not only gave himself to us.
今天神的儿子里头也把自己给了我们。
In Jesus Christ, God has given us.
他爱我们，为我们舍己。
He loved us to the point of.
把他自己给了我们。
To give himself.
我们里面有一个宝藏。
We have a treasure within.
这一个宝藏是智慧和知识的宝藏。
This treasure is that of wisdom.
智慧和知识。
Wisdom and knowledge.
这个宝藏是神本性一切丰富的宝藏。
This covers the entire everything we could ever need.
这个宝藏是能力的宝藏。
This is a treasure that God has given.
所以保罗告诉我们说。
So Paul tells.
他说有宝贝在我们这瓦器里面。
That inside of our clay shells,
要显出那个莫大的能力来。
That will display great power.
不是出于我们，
not because of us,
乃是出于神。
But through God.
那个力量是何等的浩大。
That strength is.
这个能力的宝藏竟然就在我们里面。
That strength was is with us.
弟兄姊妹，求主开我们的眼睛。
Dear brothers and sisters, may the Lord open our eyes.
让我们认识主耶稣基督。
That we may know Jesus Christ.
求主赐给我们信心。
That Jesus would give us faith.
叫我们借着那个信心来接受他。
That through that faith we
来做我们的供应。
To be our provider.
我们蒙了何等大的恩典呢？
We've received such tremendous blessings.
我们是何等有福的一般人。
We are a blessed people.
是吗？所有一切的产业。
That all our treasures.
他的儿子都已经赐给了我们。
Through his son are given.
这个产业是没有限量。
This treasure is limitless.
这个产业是极其丰富了。
This treasure is bountiful.
这是美好的产业。
This is a beautiful.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
让你的信，
let us through faith.
我们来取用。
Let us use.
享受主耶稣。
To enjoy.
来做一切的供应。
To be our provider.
不但这样，
not only this.
而且以诺也相信神是他的赏赐。
Enoch also believed that God was his blessing.
神是那寻求之人的赏赐。
That God was the final blessing.
他第三，他不求人对他有什么报偿。
Enoch did not choose human reward.
他这样对待这个对待那一个人。
He treated this person.
可能别人误会他。
Maybe some misunderstood.
可能别人不了解他。
Maybe some did not understand.
也可能别人以那个恨报他的爱。
Or perhaps some even returned his love with hate.
他所求的不是地上人的赏赐。
But he was not looking for earthly reward.
乃是神是他的赏赐。
But God was his reward.
等到将来有一天的时候。
Then one day.
到了天上。
When he
到了宝座跟前呢，
in front of
神把自己丰丰满满地赐给他做他的赏赐。
God gave him a tremendous blessing.
我们若是得到地上的赏赐的话呢，
if we receive an earthly reward,
我们就得不到那个神的赏赐。
We would not receive the heavenly reward.
我们若是得到地上人的那个欢迎的话呢，
if we receive the welcome,
我们就得不到神的欢迎。
We will not receive the welcome.
巴不得我们都要那个神来做我们的赏赐。
May it be that we would want God as our reward.
我们的冠冕。
To be our crown.
若是我们这样的话，
if we are like this,
就没有什么东西能拦住我们。
Nothing can stop us.
叫我们灰心，叫我们失望。
To cause us to be discouraged.
无论在怎样环境里头，
under any circumstance,
我们都是那活在神的面前。
We are all living in the presence of God.
跟随他，寻求他。
To follow him and to seek him.
自己做我们的供应。
As with him as our provider.
也以他自己做我们的赏赐。
And him as our reward.
在诺亚的身上。
In on the life of.
我要快一点给你们讲了，是不是
？I'll have to touch on this very quickly.
到九点钟是到几点？九点钟是吧？啊，对不起，好，还有点事，在诺亚的身上。
On the life of Noah.
给我们看见诺亚做什么见证呢？
What testimony did Noah give?
让你们想想看，诺亚做什么见证啊？
What kind of testimony did Noah give?
在诺亚身上有一件非常特别的事情啊。
Something special happened to the life of Noah.
什么事啊？
What was it?
记得吧？
Do you remember?
嗯。啊？找不到。你们要说啊。我问的一定不够，不太多了。平常时候我一面问，一面答，一面讲的。
We want you to answer here. Most of the time, I demand answers.
问你们的时候了，你们知道就是。
So if you know the answer, speak up.
说错了也不要紧。
If you say it wrong, that's okay.
那诺亚身上最特别的一件事。
What was the special thing that happened?
他是做的最特别一件事情。
What was the special thing?
这连小孩子都知道了。
Even little children.
诺亚造了个大方舟。
Noah built a big ark.
这方舟多长啊？
How long was this ark?
这儿童班老师应该知道是不是？很大很大，是不是
？It was a very big ark.
这是在诺亚所工作最特别的一件事情。
This was something special that Noah did.
实在是诺亚呀，他不仅是造方舟啊。
Actually, Noah not only built an ark.
他也做很多很多的事情。
He did many other things.
开始的时候他是做方舟了。
In the beginning, he was building an ark.
等方舟做好了之后呢?
After the ark was built,
神就把它放在方舟里面。
Noah was closed in the ark by God.
在那100多天里头啊。
For over 100 years.
那么他就在那个地方了，一直在那里服侍，一直在喂养啊，那些的活物，那些生，那些的野兽啊，牲畜。
There he was feeding all the animals there in the ark.
他是天天忙得不得了。
Every day, very busy.
从方舟出来之后,
after he came out of the ark,
他也没有闲在那地方,
he did not just sit
out. 开始在另外一个工作。
He started another work.
做什么事情啊?
What did he do?
啊? 做坛子，做坛子也不算工作。 做什么? 又做起农夫来了。 他种在那个葡萄园。
He built a grapevine.
So
you can see his whole life was doing things. So you can see a characteristic of Noah that he was a worker. He was one that worked for the Lord. Why did he build an ark? For the Lord.
为什么在喂养那时的牲畜呢?
Why did he feed all the animals?
那为了神。
For the Lord.
为什么在做农夫呢?
Why did he become a farmer?
那么也可以说是为了他自己的生活。
You could probably say because of his livelihood. You could also say it was because he wanted to serve God in a new heaven and a new earth.
所以他在做农夫啊。
So he became a farmer.
当然以后做的农夫的结局并不算太好。
Even though his talents as a farmer worked very good.
到后来做的失败了。
He failed at the end. But his desire was good. He was working for the Lord. Living for the Lord. This was the special fact about Noah's life. You couldn't say he was in full-time ministry. Yet in Noah's own right, he was in full-time ministry. Building the ark was not because of his own desire, but because of God. While on earth, he lived for God and worked for God. So, brothers and sisters, don't think that only pastors are full-time in ministry. Each of us should be in full-time ministry. While you're in the office, you should be in full-time ministry. When you're at home, that's full-time ministry too. Wherever you
are,
whatever you may be, we should do it all for
God.
That the Lord
would pray,
that his heart would be satisfied. So we should all be in full-time ministry. This was actually Noah building the ark was not an easy task. It wasn't too easy because the ark was so big. Today, if you make such a big boat and put that many animals in the ark,
那是一个很大很大的船呢。
That would have to be a very big boat.
做这一条船呢, 那不晓得用多少的工人才能做成功。
I don't know how many workers it would take to complete such a task.
那是诺亚一个人在做。
But Noah worked by himself.
他要去弄木料来。
He would have to go get wood.
他要把它那个再劈开, 要把它锯开。
And then to break the wood apart.
他要把它再曝光。
And then to sand it.
他要再做起那个船, 做一个船出来。
And then to build a boat.
并且里面还有三层。
And they're in there. It was a tremendous work. It was a very hard and difficult task. But Noah, every day he worked. He continued to work. Did he complain? He could have complained, how can this just be
done?
Why can't somebody else? Some brothers and sisters ministers complain in the church as they are in ministry.
还没有碰到。
You probably haven't met anyone.
我有的时候碰到有弟兄姊妹在那发怨言了。
Sometimes I meet up with brothers and sisters.
什么？就是我一个人在那管在管这些事务上的事情。
Saying that I'm the only one that's taking care of.
什么？我一个人在管整洁的事情。
That I'm the only one that's in charge of.
哎呀，在那扫地扫来扫去啊，到晚上说不，我不扫了。
After sweeping the floor back and forth, they give up and I'm not going to sweep anymore.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
都是你可以不扫的话，最好不扫。
Yeah, if you don't want to sweep, it's best not to.
就是扫的话也没有价值。
And even if you do sweep,
那个不是侍奉谁，那个是侍奉你自己肉体。
You're not serving the Lord; you're serving yourself.
说扫的时候要甘心乐意扫。
When you sweep the floor, you have to.
欢欢喜喜的扫。
Happily.
扫了这一点，哎呀，这么扫啊，再巴不得多加一点。
Complaining that there's not enough to sweep, you want to sweep more.
这就是侍奉神。
This is serving the Lord.
这个侍奉不是奴仆的侍奉。
This is not a slavery type.
这个侍奉那是儿子的侍奉。
But a service by the son.
哎，奴仆的侍奉呢，就怕给他工作太多。
A slave is always worried that you'll give him too much.
稍微多一点呢，他就要加班费。
And if you give him too much, then he wants time and a half.
儿子的服侍呢？
But the son's service.
从来不要加班费的。
You don't need to add time.
能够给父母亲做一点。
You can do a little for your parents.
巴不得多做一点呢。
You hope that you can do more.
他就心满意足了。
And you'll be satisfied.
我们的服侍那是儿子的侍奉。
Our service should be that one of sons
and daughters. 在做房做事，我相信一定是没有发怨言，也没埋怨。
So I'm sure Noah and his work did not.
他那欢欢喜喜在做。
That happily he went about his work.
天天烤来烤去啊。
And pounding away.
一面在烤，一面在唱诗歌。
And as he was building the ark, singing.
一面在做，一面在赞美啊。
And praising as he went.
啊，做的真是喜乐。
Happily doing his work.
你怎么知道这件事情呢？
You might ask, how do I know that?
那圣经也没有记载。
The Bible didn't tell us that.
那是不是乱讲啊？
Are you just talking up here?
不是的。
I'm not.
你知道诺亚除了做方舟之外，他还做什么事情啊？
Besides building the ark, do you know what Noah?
一面做方舟。
On the one hand, building the ark.
一面传义道。
On the other hand, he was preaching righteousness.
他不是在那做。
He not only did the ark.
他还给别人讲。
He also talked to other people.
在做的方舟啊。
Building the ark.
那休息的时候就到隔壁去了。
When taking a rest, he'd go next door.
找了个。亲爱的邻居啊
，Finding a neighbor，
哎呀，神的审判马上就要临到这地上
，And the spirit of God would be，
洪水就要来了
，That the flood is about to come，
所有的活物都要被淹没
，And everything will be covered，
神爱我们
，God loves us，
为我们预备了一个方舟啊。
God has provided this ark.
我现在就是在做这个方舟。
I'm now making this ark.
好，我们在洪水来临的时候呢
？And when the floods come,
我们可以进到方舟里面去。
We can enter into the ark.
我们可以逃避了神的审判。
We can escape the judgment of the flood.
我们不至于在灭亡。
We will not be destroyed.
能够保全我们的生命啊
！And to save our lives.
哦，他一面做，一面跟人去传义道。
So as he built, he spread the gospel.
若是他在做的时候，在愁眉苦脸的做。
If he was building with a frown on his face,
在那唉声叹气的做呀
，and sighing as he was working.
等做完了，给人去讲哦，哦，神要审判呐。
After sighing and moaning,
要我做个方舟啊。
Then telling people about the ark,
这人就不相信他讲的话。
No one would believe him.
人说你做方舟来拯救我们，先救你自己吧。
They would say, why don't you save yourself?
你这样愁眉苦脸、唉声叹气啊，你算了吧。
You moan and groan there. You go save yourself.
Oh, 亲爱的兄弟们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
他一定欢欢喜喜、快快乐乐在做。
He must have done it with a joyful heart.
在做这个方舟啊
，building the ark.
那伊勒他为什么这样做个方舟呢
？Why did Noah build this ark?
这个希伯来书第十章就告诉十章十一章告诉我们说呀。
There in the 11th chapter of Hebrews tells us.
伊勒神指示他未见之事。
Because God told Noah.
他要动摇敬畏之心呢。
God told him to build the ark.
因此，他造了个方舟。
So he built the ark.
他造方舟是因为神告诉他那可怕的事情。
He built the ark because God told him of the pending judgment.
神的审判要临到这地上。
That God's judgment was about to come.
洪水要把所有一切的活物都要淹没。
The flood would cover the entire earth.
因为这一个，因为神的话语，他动了敬畏的心。
And because of that, Noah's heart was stirred.
他开始来做方舟。
And he started building the ark.
一面在做方舟，一面做方舟。
And on the one hand, building the ark.
一面在传义道。
And on the other hand, he was building.
福音讲给别人听啊。
Preaching the gospel of righteousness to others.
那时的隔壁邻舍都没有听他的话。
Even though the neighbors did not listen.
传了老半天了，没有一个人得救的。
speaking a long time, no
one listens.
Very discouraging work. Yet, praise the Lord, his whole family
was saved.
In all, his whole family, eight members believed. And were saved. That Noah, through faith, built the ark.
欢欢喜喜在服侍神,
with a joyful heart, serving the Lord. Living for the Lord.
亚伯拉罕呢?
Then to Abraham.
亚伯拉罕他所做的见证,
the testimony of Abraham.
这个见证也是信息的见证,
actually, this testimony is one of faith. We read here about when Abraham was called.
他就提了一句话, 他是蒙召的时候,
that after being called, Abraham obeyed and went.
当他出去的时候,
and as he went,
还不晓得要往什么地方去,
he didn't know which way to go.
但是神这样呼召他,
but God had called him.
他就离开了家里的屋儿,
so he left the Ur of Chaldeans and went to where God had
gone.
He didn't know where he would go, but he believed in
神要出来,
that God asked him to come out. So he came out.
将来如何?
What the future might hold, he did not know.
但知道一件事,
but he knew one thing,
是神呼召他,
that God called him,
是神在命令他,
that God was commanding
him.
So he left the Ur of Chaldeans,
离开了本地本族和富家,
left his family and his home,
要往神所指示他地方去,
to follow the leading of the Lord. It tells here that is how he
obeyed,
not worrying about what the future might hold, but obeying the commandment of God.
弟兄姊妹,
this was because of Abraham's faith.
信心和顺服是一件事情两面,
faith and obedience come hand in hand. If we say that we believe in God,
但是对神所给我们的命令,
but in terms of God's commandments,
或者神所要我们做的吩咐, 要我们做的事情,
or what God would have us to do,
我们在考虑来考虑去,
we ponder,
我们在, 不肯顺服啊,
and we refuse to follow,
证明我们的信心呢, 不是真实的信心,
it proves that our faith is not a real faith.
信心是有问题的,
something's wrong with that.
真实的信心,
true faith,
乃是遵命出去,
it was one that would go and follow.
虽然不知道将来如何,
no matter what the future might be,
相信, 因为神是信实的,
believing that the Lord is sovereign.
他是可靠的,
he can be dependent
upon.
He will take responsibility.
第二,
the second point.
亚伯拉罕因着信,
Abraham, because of faith,
就在所应许之地做客,
he became a visitor in the promised land. He became just a wanderer. When he came to God did not give him one piece of land,
让他那个居住那个地方,
that he would able to live there. Even a place to set his foot, God did not give
him.
He lived in a tent.
今天迁到这里,
moving here and there.
这样走来走去啊,
moving from place to place.
在那个地方做一个寄居的,
being just a visitor,
做一个客旅,
being a visitor.
他为什么这样?
Why was he like this? It was because of faith that he was a sojourner. Because of faith, he lived in the tent.
弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters, that's not to say that today by faith we don't want to buy a house.
到你在美国,
to move back and forth here in America.
那若是主这样带领我们的话呢,
if the Lord is leading like that,
那我们也不要怕搬家,
then we don't want to be, worry about moving.
但是, 主的意思不是在这里,
but the meaning is not here.
这乃是给我们看见亚伯拉罕在属灵道路上面,
we see in the spiritual life of Abraham,
他没有停留下来,
he did not stop,
他是一直在向前,
he continued forward,
跟随主的, 跟随神的带领,
following the leading of God.
很多时候, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 我们就停下来了,
many times we stop.
有的人一得救就停下来了,
many times after one is
converted,
they stop. After a while, they slow down, refusing to move on.
但是亚伯拉罕不是这样,
but Abraham was not like this.
因着信, 过。
Because of faith,
就跟随神的带领。
Abraham followed the
leading. 一直在往前去。
Continued on forward.
就像保罗一样。
Just like.
你看保罗在地上是一个没有停留下来的人。
And see, Paul never did stand still.
他是一直在向前。
He continued to move.
一直到老年的时候。
Even to the when he was old.
在他写腓立比书的时候。
When he was writing.
他仍然对腓立比的教会。
He writing to the Ephesians.
他说：“弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了。”
He's not. He says that it's not that I've already obtained.
已经完全了。
Or I am perfect.
我乃是竭力追求。
That I continue to press on.
好得到神所要我得到的。
That I may obtain what God has.
主所给我的是那样的丰富。
The promises of God are abundant.
而我说今天说得着的却是这样的少。
Yet today I've received only.
所以他说我是竭力追求。
So I continue to press forward.
我不让自己在那停留下来。
I won't allow myself.
我不让自己在那里缓慢下来。
I will not allow myself to sleep.
我也不容许我自己在睡觉。
I won't allow myself to sleep.
也不许可我在那打盹。
Yeah, I won't allow myself.
我是竭力追求。
I will press on.
好得着谁说一样我得着的。
So I may obtain what the Lord has promised.
他再说。
He also said.
弟兄们。我不是以为自己已经得着了。
I don't think that I've already obtained.
已经完全了。
Or have arrived.
我乃是忘记背后。
But I have forgotten what's behind.
努力面前。
And working forward.
上到标杆之旁。
Moving toward.
你看，在保
mark.
在保罗的身上。
You see on the life of Paul.
他有个向前的灵啊。
He has a spirit of moving forward.
相信神给他产业在基督里面是那样的丰富。
He knew that the blessings and the reward were tremendous.
这个产业在吸引他。
This reward was drawing him.
使他来一直向前。
So that he continued to press.
竭力在追求。
Seeking diligently.
巴不得主也给我看见。
I hope that the Lord would show us.
在基督里所赐给我的丰富。
The tremendous reward that the Lord has given.
是好得的丰富。
How tremendous it is.
是好得的荣耀。
How glorious it is.
他所给我产业那是没有限量的。
His rewards are bountiful.
让我们因着信的缘故，让我们竭力追求。
That through faith we.
一直在祷告主。
And pray to the Lord.
一直在学那个十字架的功课。
Continue to learn the lesson of the cross.
一直在操练我们的信心。
To exercise our faith.
好叫我们属灵生命一直长进。
So that our faith would increase.
能够得着神所要我得着的。
That I may obtain what God would have me obtain.
第三，他因着相信，因着信心。
Yeah, Abraham because of faith.
他仰望那一座有根基的城。
He looked for that God that that city that God would build.
就是神所经营所建造。
A city built by God.
虽然他还没有看见，
even though he had not,
虽然还没有得着，
he had not obtained,
虽然还没有进入那一座城，
he had not entered.
在信心里面，他远远的看见。
Yet through faith he could see.
这一座城是神所经营，
this city was built by God.
是神所建造，
it was ordained by God.
乃是一个有根基的城，
a city that had
foundations. 是永远都不摇动的。
One that would never waver.
弟兄姊妹，为了这一个城。
Dear brothers and sisters,
这个荣耀的城，
because of this glorious city,
他把家乡完全放下，
he left his home.
他把所有一切的事都完全摆在一边，
he put everything aside.
圣经告诉我们说呀，
the Bible tells us,
若是他们还想回到原来家乡去的话，
says if they wanted to return to their homeland,
还有可以回去的机会呀，
they could return.
但是他们晕到那一座神所为他们预备的城，
but because of the city of God,
他们炫目那个城。
They sought after
那个更美的家乡啊！
That more beautiful city,
为了这个荣耀，
because of that glory,
在一直吸引他，
continue to draw,
使他继续不断地向前去，
so that he would press on.
哦，亲爱的兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
主所赐给我们的荣耀，
the glory that God has given us,
也是我们的眼睛未曾看见，
is something that our eyes have not seen,
我们的耳朵未曾听见。
Our ears have not heard.
我们的心连想都没有想到的。
Our hearts cannot fathom.
是那样的丰富。
It is that bountiful.
是那样的荣耀。
It's that glorious.
巴不得我们有信心，我们看见这个荣耀。
Hopefully that through faith we can see this.
好，吸引我们，叫我们继续不断地向前去。
That it would draw us to press on.
忘记背后。
Forgetting what's behind.
努力面前。
Moving forward.
向到标杆之旁。
Moving toward that mark.
亚伯拉罕因着信。
Abraham, because of faith,
他宁可做一个寄居的，做一个客旅。
He was content to be a sojourner.
他不愿意在停留下来。
He was unwilling to stay.
到末了时候，
in the end,
他因着信心，
because of faith.
舍弃了他的一切。
He forsake everything.
所注意爱的都在摆上去了。
Everything he loved, even his most loved, he gave.
他因着相信，他因着信心的缘故。
Because of faith.
他就把他的以撒在献上。
He sacrificed Isaac.
说到这个以撒呀。
Speaking of Isaac.
神告诉他说，从以撒生的才是你的后裔。
The Lord told him that through Isaac his descendants.
这个以撒不仅是他所爱的。
Isaac was one that not only was loved by Abraham.
是他所宝贝的。
It was precious.
是他独生的儿子。
It was his first son.
并且也是他所有一切的那个指望。
And all of hope was put on Isaac.
只有这个才是他的后裔。
Only through Isaac would his descendants.
若是以撒咋死掉了？
If Isaac was to die.
要不然什么东西都完了。
Nothing, Abraham would have nothing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers,
到有一天神就呼召他说，
One day God called.
亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕，
Abraham, Abraham.
带着你所爱的，
Take that which you love.
就是你所宝爱的，
Whom you love.
你独生的儿子以撒，
Your only son.
到我所指定山上，
To that mountain that I shall call.
信为磐石。
And prepare him for his sacrifice.
亚伯拉罕有没有在那里犹豫不决？
Did Abraham hesitate?
有没有说，哎呀，神啊，你说要求太厉害了。
Perhaps saying, Lord, what you've asked.
这个代价这太大了。
The price to pay.
我没有办法。
I cannot pay.
这是你所赐给我的。
This is what you.
这是我所最爱的。
This is what I.
我所最宝贝的。
This is what I.
别的东西我还可以舍得。
I could give something else.
这个我没法舍得。
I cannot give this.
但是亚伯拉罕因着信心的，因着信的缘故。
But yet Abraham, because of faith.
他就把最爱的以撒献在祭坛上面。
He sacrificed his most beloved son.
做了反祭。
To be as
sacrifice,
giving it entirely to God,
没有一点的保留啊，
not holding back
it. 亲爱的兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
这是信心的见证人。
These are the witnesses of faith.
他们为我们做了美好的见证。
They've given us a beautiful testimony.
今他们的脚踪就摆在这地方。
Today their footsteps are in front of us.
也让我们跟随他们的脚踪。
May we follow their footsteps.
让我们也往前去。
To press forward.
因着信心，我们站在诚意地位上面。
Standing on faith.
知道主耶稣是我们的义。
Knowing that God is our.
因着主耶稣是我们的义。
That He is our provider.
因着信心，我们与神同行。
That we would walk with God.
活在他的面前。
To live in His presence.
亲近他。
Draw close to Him.
而跟随他。
To follow Him.
因着信心而服侍主。
To serve Him through faith.
为道生而活着。
To live by faith.
因着信心，我们顺服神。
To obey Him through faith.
使我们在这地上一直来向前。
That here on earth we will continue to press forward.
只等到那个神的心意能成就在我们的身上。
Until God's will is fulfilled in our lives.
那个荣耀的新耶路撒冷能出现出来。
That glorious Jerusalem appears.
为道神的旨意。
For God's will.
不论任何的牺牲。
Whatever sacrifice it might
be. 无论多少的代价。
Whatever it might cost,
我们都可以摆上。
We could all give it up.
好让神的心得了满足。
So that God would be satisfied.
让神的心得了成就。
So that His desires would be fulfilled.
他们已经为我们做了美好的榜样。
They have already set a beautiful example.
也留下了这个脚踪。
And have left these footsteps.
让我们根据这个脚踪一直向前。
May we follow these footsteps forward.
当末了说这些人他们。
At the end, it says these people.
都是因着信心而做了美好的见证。
That through faith they gave a beautiful testimony.
但是他们还没有得到神所应许的。
That they had not received what God has promised.
荣耀的圣城。
That beautiful city.
还没有彰显出来。
Had not been displayed.
现在还需要把我们加上去。
We need to be added.
我们要因着信。
We need to through faith.
来跟随主。
Follow Jesus Christ.
为主做美好的见证。
Giving testimony to Jesus Christ.
等到我们再加进去之后。
After we are added.
到那时候就完全。
Then it will be complete.
神的荣耀就显出来。
God's glory will be manifested.
神的旨意就成就。
And His will will be done.
但愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
加强我们的信心。
To strengthen our faith.
活在信心里面。
That we would live in faith.
不是为了自己。
Not for ourselves.
乃是为着把我们的主耶稣能够见证出来。
But that through our lives we will bear witness to Jesus Christ.